Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Trumos. We are in the second parak. Mishnayos Dalet and Hey Ain Tarmin Mimin Al Shein Neomino. Says the Mishnah, we have to understand that we can't separate Truma from something that is not its type. Vimtara main truma, so truma, if he separated such a truma, it doesn't work. Komin chitim echad, you should just know that all types of wheat are one type. Komin te'enim, ugrogro, sudveila achas, and fresh figs and dried figs and pressed figs are one type. Ve'ein, betorim izalzen, you can separate from one type to another. Now komakum sheish kohen, torim minayafe. Whenever there is a kohen around, so you separate truma from the best stuff. Ve'komakum sheish kohen, torim minamiskaim. But if there's no kohen, it's going to be around and you don't know when you're going to find him, it's better to take preserved stuff because then he'll get something of substance as opposed to something that is ideal. So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'olam hutorim min ayafe, that's incorrect. He says you should always, always separate the ideal, right? The pasuk says, "Barimchem eschelbo mimenu," and so therefore it should always be chelbo. And if it's not, it gets lost because a kohen doesn't come in with enough time. So be it. But we don't pasken like Rabbi Yehuda on this issue. Now, tarmin batal katam chalim velo chatzi batal gadol. A whole is always better than a part. So if you have an onion, it's better to separate truma from a whole onion and not a large onion. Why? Because something that is a complete smaller item is going to last longer than a part of a larger one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loki, that's exactly the opposite. Ela kechatzi batzal gadol. It's better to take a half of a larger thing because that's still called min hayafa. V'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda Omer tarmin b'tzalim b'nei amedina al hakufrim. Rabbi Yehuda used to say we separate onions of city dwellers as truma for on behalf of the onions of the villagers, but not the onions of the villagers on behalf of the onions of the city dwellers, because the city dwellers have the better quality food. Right? Now, what does he mean that we separate the B'nai HaMedina versus the other B'nai HaMedina? So the answer is, when we have stuff that's going to be marketed in one place versus the other place, obviously you can't separate somebody's food for somebody else's food. So it must mean that it's being marketed for one place versus being marketed for another place. Okay, we've covered what we want to cover, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.